Hello and welcome to Topics in Endurance Sports. I'm your host, Tim. Today is the first day of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. You can find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. This is a challenge where I and some others try to do a podcast every day in August. This is really probably good for me this year because I am woefully lacking in putting out episodes lately. And that was the original point of this challenge, was for people to, who have been fading a little bit, to try to get out and get going again. I am way behind. Normally, my normal podcast is I do a race and I cover the race. It's kind of an audio diary. And the only reason it might be interesting to others is if they are interested in that particular race. So I do try to give details about the race. Usually for the Dog Days of Podcasting, I pick some topic and I talk about that for the month. It may or may not be closely related to endurance sports. This year, I am, along with just being behind on making episodes, I was totally behind on even thinking about doing the Dog Days of Podcasting. I actually signed up yesterday and thought, well, I'll give it a try. And my thought was, there's a book that I read that I would like to go over. I'll talk about that more tomorrow. So that's my thought. I'm totally unprepared. I don't even have day one scripted or anything like that. So we'll see what happens. The only thing I wanted to mention today, besides that little introduction, was how I do these particular episodes. So for those of you who are tech savvy, here is my issue that I'm having. First of all, I would like to do all of this on my phone because these are so informal and kind of quick relative to a regular episodes that I do. So I would like to do it all on my phone. I have an iPhone. Also, the company that hosts my podcast is Libsyn. So my first weird thing I noticed is Libsyn does not seem to have an app, which completely perplexes me. They do have an app to listen to podcasts called The Feed or something like that, but I don't think you can record a podcast on it. If you can, please let me know. It seems to me that Libsyn, you would think, would have an app that I can just record and publish instantly. So I'm really confused as to why they do not. Of any company that would have that app, why would they not have that? I don't understand. So what I do is I record using a Backpack. That's what I'm using now. I think it's called Backpack. I'm using that right now. I record into it, and then I save the file, and I put it into the Files app, the iPhone Files app, and I put it in as an MP3 file. Okay, so it's all ready to go. Then I go to Safari or a browser. I've tried Chrome. The same issue happens whether I use Safari or Chrome. And I just go to Libsyn.com and I log in, just like I would on my laptop. And I log in and then I go to post a new episode, which I can, just like I do on my laptop. The problem is, here's the issue. When I go to add media file, and I go find that file that's in the Files folder, it's grayed out. I cannot add it. So that is my problem. I feel like I had this last year. Now, I can't remember what I did. I might have just always had to go to my laptop, because on my laptop, it works. I can go to my laptop and retrieve the same file. There's nothing wrong with the file. The file is 100% fine. I can listen to it in Files, and I can upload it from my laptop. But from my phone, it is grayed out. I cannot add it. In Libsyn.com, I cannot add it into the new episode function.
7230, Morgan Mulkey, 7230.
Sorry about that. I am at work. So that is an announcement over the intercom. But anyway, that's my issue. So I cannot upload from my phone. I know I used to be able to, so I'm not sure what the difference is. Either something has went funny with Libsyn.com or with iPhones, or I don't know, or I did it differently. And I don't even recall doing it differently than this. So anyway, that is my issue. If anyone knows how to fix this, please let me know. In any case, I'll try to be back tomorrow with the first real episode about this book that I found somewhat interesting. Adios.